The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner. As a Christian, in preparation to enter God's kingdom, it is not only important, but we are required to be building and developing the very character of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 13, verse 14, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Hutchinson sitting in for Pete Harnbuckle for The Way It Ought to Be. Just what are the characteristics of Jesus Christ? Well, Paul became very specific in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. The Apostle Paul tells us, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. So Paul tells Christians then that developing long-suffering is a very important, and elsewhere in the scriptures Paul tells us that having the attribute of long-suffering is essential to enter God's kingdom. Since the word long-suffering is not used in the 21st century English, the word patience is often used instead. However, there are two separate Greek words used in the New Testament. One's translated long-suffering, and the other word is translated patience. Patience is the ability to possess quiet, uncomplaining endurance when under distress or when going through a trial. We can read a good example of the use of the Greek word correctly translated patience in James 1, verse 2. From the Living Bible it reads, "Dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy, for when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow and don't try to squirm out of your problems, for when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you'll be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete." But long-suffering, though, is different from patience, as it refers to long endurance of injuries, insults, trouble, etc., brought on by others, rather than situations, as we refer to in patience. It's the quality of self-restraint in the face of provocation in which one does not hastily retaliate or promptly punish others. It shouldn't surprise us that God is the supreme example of someone who is long-suffering. Notice Psalm 86, verse 14. "But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth." So how should we look at God's long-suffering? It is God who puts up with people for a long period of time who are not following His commandments. And in spite of that, He continues to do good for them in hope that they will turn to Him, repent, and follow His ways. There are many examples in the Bible. In Nehemiah chapter 9, beginning verse 16, referring to ancient Israel, we read, "But they and our fathers acted proudly, hardened their necks, and did not heed your commandments. They refused to obey, and they were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them. But they hardened their necks, and in their rebellion they appointed a leader to return to their bondage. But you are God, ready to pardon, gracious, and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them. Even when they made a molded calf for themselves and said, 'This is your God that brought you up out of Egypt and worked great provocations,' yet in your manifold mercies you did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud did not depart from them by day to lead them onto the road, nor the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way they should go. You also gave them your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations, and divided them into districts." Would you have been, to use modern English, that patient with ancient Israel? No, most people would have killed all of ancient Israel. We would have brought down several choice bolts of lightnings and wiped out ancient Israel off the face of the earth. We can be thankful it wasn't just ancient Israel that God was long-suffering toward, but even you and I today. If Jesus Christ and God the Father wasn't long-suffering toward us, believe me, God's anger towards us would have destroyed us long ago. Notice 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, but not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If there is anyone who deserves to be offended, it is God. Mankind ridiculing God by their lack of obedience to his laws. But individually, we are telling God by our actions that we don't care what he wants us to do, and we go about doing whatever our heart wants us to do. Yet God is patient with us. He is truly long-suffering. He isn't angry. God is patiently waiting for everyone, individually, to repent, to change and turn to him. Long-suffering is one of the fruits of God's Holy Spirit, too. Notice in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, where we read, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. As we prepare to enter God's kingdom, God expects us to be building and developing all of the fruits of his Spirit. It is not like going through the buffet line in a restaurant where you can pick and choose the food items you want most. Long-suffering or patience towards others is not something you can say to God, I can handle the other fruits of your Spirit. On paper, they all sound wonderful, but when someone doesn't do what I ask them to do, when someone takes, in my opinion, too long to do something, when someone doesn't do things correctly, how many of us, by our actions, are saying to God that being long-suffering to that person is unreasonable? That person, you reason, needs to learn their lesson. Every time we are not patient with someone, no matter what the reason, we need to pause and ask quietly ourselves, if we would expect the same reaction from God to our behavior, or do we expect, hope for, and appreciate God's long-suffering or patience towards us? We can be thankful that, as David said in Psalm 103, verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dwelt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Being slow to anger goes hand in hand with long-suffering or patience with others. Yes, there's a time to be angry with someone, but ask yourself, would you, or for that matter, would others describe you as slow to get angry or quick to get angry? To be true to that answer on that question will say a lot about how you are developing long-suffering or patience towards others in you. We all have to wait on people. Ask God to give you the long-suffering or patience to do so without getting angry. Do you get angry and impatient while waiting in line at the checkout counter while you see several other checkout stands empty? Do you get impatient waiting to go through security at the airport? These are examples of long-suffering that God expects us to be developing with his Holy Spirit. The opposite of being long-suffering is having a short fuse or being quick to react in a frustrated, impatient, angry, short-tempered manner in a stressful, challenging situation when dealing with people. When you have the characteristic of long-suffering, you bear with people graciously, patiently, and lovingly, and you bear with afflictions and trials gracefully without murmuring and complaining, always trying to look for the positive. It should be understood that the fruit of long-suffering doesn't mean tolerating or excusing any sin or evil, but always responding to all sin and evil in a Christ-like manner. The Apostle Paul makes this point very clear when he says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling in which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Patiently waiting on one another in love is really part of the very definition of long-suffering. Our lives deal with how we interact with others on a daily basis. There would be no character building if we were a hermit on a desert island, as the saying goes. God is very serious about us being very patient with others. In fact, let's read and consider the parable of the unforgiving servant and ask yourself the same question. If you are not long-suffering or patient toward others, do you really expect God to be long-suffering toward you? Matthew chapter 18, beginning in verse 21, we read, Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he began to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents, or we could say $10,000. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him his debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, a very small amount of money, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, and saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. But when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to his servant, You wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you begged me. Should you not have done so and had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. Verse 35, So my heavenly Father also will do to you, if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. As food for thought then, ask yourself this question. If you are constantly coming up short with long-suffering towards others, can you think of just one reason why God should be long-suffering towards you? Let me know if you can think of just one reason. If you truly expect to be invited into God's kingdom, then we all need to be developing the character of long-suffering toward others. This is done by expressing love toward others. As I read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning in verse 4 to you, let's be reminded how closely love toward others is what showing long-suffering is all about. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, where it says, Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. So when you show long-suffering toward another individual, you are showing Christian love toward that person. So unless we love those who have wronged us, there will not be sufficient motivation then to suffer long or to be patient with them. Therefore, by actively showing long-suffering toward another person is fundamental to being slow to avenge wrong. By growing in love toward others, we will be growing in patience. Well, I see my time's almost up, but finally, let's remember to ask God in prayer to increase your long-suffering or patience towards others. Let's continue then with God's help to build the quality of long-suffering in our lives, being slow to anger as we strive on a daily basis to put on Jesus Christ. If you'd like some additional information, then I invite you to write in for two booklets, When a Christian Suffers and Make the Most of God's Spirit. All you have to do to receive these booklets is to call us at the Marble Hill Church of God at 573-238-3675 and request those free booklets. This is Bob Hutchinson sitting in for Pete Hornbuckle for The Way It Ought to Be.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.